Hare Krishna. This is another beautiful chapter, the 12th chapter, which is titled Bhakti Yoga. It begins with Arjuna asking the question to Krishna, who is greater, the person who strives to achieve your impersonal feature or the person who is your devotee, who loves you and serves you as the Supreme Person? And Krishna immediately replies, the devotee is superior. He says, the one who worships the impersonal also does so, does worship me, but it's an indirect way and it's an imperfect form of worship because it doesn't represent me fully. And then Krishna goes on to speak about the glories of devotional service vis-a-vis all other methods of realizing God. The beauty of devotional service is that the devotee becomes completely dependent on the mercy of the Supreme Lord and therefore is not really dependent on his or her own abilities and expertise and qualifications and so on. Whereas in other processes like Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga and many other processes which require a lot of austerity and pain, they are dependent on the performer's austerities, strength, intelligence and so on. An example is given of the cat and the monkey. You have seen how a cat carries its kitten. The kitten doesn't have to do anything. The cat carries the kitten by the scruff of its neck in its jaws and carries the kitten from one place to another place. And the kitten simply just relaxes, completely happy and relaxed in the shelter of the mother. And then is moved from one place to another place. Those same jaws, of course, spell death for a rat. On the other hand, a monkey, if you've studied how monkeys live, if you've been to Vrindavan, I'm sure you've seen many of them. The baby monkey has to cling for dear life to the mother, either on the underside, the belly, or the back. And the mother monkey then jumps from branch to branch or tree to tree and hops, and the baby is just clinging on. Somehow or the other, they are trained not to fall off. But it's a great struggle. So the other processes of yoga are like this, where there's so much struggle and you just have to cling on with so much effort. Whereas in bhakti yoga, once you surrender to Krishna, then Krishna takes care of you as he describes here. It's not that the devotee doesn't have to do anything. Krishna, I've surrendered to you, therefore I'll just give up my job, I'll give up my family, I'll just sit here and I won't do anything. No, that's not what it is. Krishna consciousness is a very active process. The devotee becomes actually very active in Krishna's service. What are the qualities of a devotee? That's also described in this chapter. Actually, Krishna mentions about 32 qualities roughly. And each of them are worthy of our contemplation because that's what we want to be. We want to be ideal devotees. A devotee is known not so much just by dress and by tilak and so on, although these are important in their own way. But ultimately, it's our qualities that will win the heart of Krishna. He says, Advaishta Sarvabhutanam. One who is not envious of every living entity, one who is a friend to all living entities, Maitra Karuna Evacha, who is very compassionate, very kind to everybody. Sama Sukha Sukha Dukham Dhiram. He is always equipoised in happiness and distress. When we look at these 32 qualities, Krishna will be giving us ample opportunity to practice this in our life. So maybe we can have an exercise or a little homework once we go back. Because The Gita Jayanti doesn't end once we have done the recitation. For the next till 1 year, as it is, no, we have to keep practicing it. It's not goodbye for till the next year. So once you go back, open these verses from, I think, 13 to 19 verses of the 12th chapter. Just study these qualities. Time does not permit us today to talk about these in detail. Study every single quality that Krishna wants his pure devotees to have. And let us try to work on these qualities. Advaishta, okay, I shouldn't feel envious of anybody. I shouldn't feel envious of my neighbor's bigger car and better house and higher salary and whatever else. Let me not be envious of anybody. Let's work on all these 32 qualities. And simultaneously we chant the holy names and increase our attraction for Krishna. Hare Krishna.